turning our attention now to another issue, and an issue that is still being talked about since it was approved by the government, and that is by Cabinet on Tuesday, the decision to go ahead and purchase and develop a €300 million LNG terminal somewhere off the coast of Ireland. There's a lot of moving parts to the story with regards to Kerry, of course, because there's been a long-running campaign to develop such a terminal, a commercial terminal at least, in the Tarbert Ballylongford land bank through New Fortress Energy, the latest company behind that. That's an issue that's before the courts, and Associated Works and Power Plant Development is before on board. Panola with me in the line to talk about this is Fine Gael Councillor Mike Foley. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners.
Mike, you'd obviously welcome the decision made by government to develop, from the point of view of energy security, which you've talked before, this gas storage facility. Where does this put the development, though, in Tarbert, basically, in Ballylongford, and where that stands at the moment in the wider context of what the government did in terms of moving away from its policy that it wouldn't be developing anything to do with LNG?
Yeah, when this was announced on Wednesday, I suppose when the minister announced that the government was planning to develop a state-led liquid natural gas terminal for temporary gas reserves only, it caused a bit of confusion. A lot of us didn't know what was happening. But thankfully, Dara O'Brien, the minister, in a radio interview, clarified it. What he said was that they cannot rule out that frack gas will be imported at the proposed terminal, and they cannot differentiate between the types of LNG that comes into that terminal.
Yeah.
As it would be
what's happening at the moment with regards to Moffat. There's no way of controlling or finding out, even from my understanding, the LNG that's coming into the UK that ends up in the pipeline that powers our electricity here in Ireland.
Yes, that's what we've been saying all along. But the important thing, I suppose, for the Tarbert Ballylongford land bank is, and Minister Foley on your own programme yesterday morning as well said that there's a big change in the government's frack gas policy. And the reason why this is important is we have to go back and look at why on board Planola refused the terminal out in the Ballylongford Tarbert land bank was because of the frack gas policy. Now, in September, the 30th of September, Justice Humphreys overturned that. So that gave an opportunity then that Shell or New Fortress Energy could go ahead and develop that plant. But unfortunately, on the 10th of February this year, the government decided that they challenged that High Court. Now, on the 24th of March, as I understand it, they are seeking permission to appeal that to that decision there in last September. That case will go on that day. Now, with the changes in the frack gas policy, surely the government won't proceed with that now. Now, on the other hand, if the government are looking for a gas storage facility, the best place to put it is on the Tarbert Ballylongford land bank. And I'm sure if they spoke to NFE, they would have no problem with that. Like, Gas Network Ireland are given the job to look over to see where they're going to put this and to construct it. Now, they don't have any knowledge of this. They've never done it before. So the obvious location would be on the land bank. And also, if you're building one of those gas terminals, there's boil-off in it. You have to make the decision. Will you boil
it off?
It
has to be refilled from time to time, or you have to use the gas in it to sell it into the grid and refill it from time to time.
Yeah. So they have to have a connection then to the gas pipeline, where New Fortress Energy has planning approval to connect to the gas pipeline down in Fines. So, look at it cost-wise. We don't have a great record of building state-funded projects. You can see that in the Children's Hospital and other projects. So, New Fortress Energy have the knowledge that, They had the experience.
I think they've already conceded that this will be, there'll be probably private involvement in terms of the construction of it.
Yes. So, like, I think just, the government just has to move on this now, look at the cost of it. And, of course, that, and like, you know, Fortress Energy could have this up in 18 months. So why not go ahead and move on it straight away?
That's your encouragement to get it done sooner rather than later to improve energy security. And you feel, obviously, that the Harbour Panel Longford Land Bank is the place to go with it.
Yes, it's the obvious place. There's planning permission in place. Just look at what Gasnet Survival will have to do. They'll have to go through all the safety, ecological, environmental, navigation, engineering studies, foreshore licenses, leases. That'll take up to 10 years. So, like, and where if you give it to New Fortress Energy, they can have it within 18 months. At a less cost. So, like, it ticks all the boxes, and the truth is, it's a no-brainer.
What does this do, the change in direction by government in relation to commercially developed LNG? Pending, obviously, outcomes to cases and Port Panola decisions and other things.
Well, with the removal of the frack gas policy, that opens it, as Minister Foley said in our program yesterday, that opens it for the development of a commercial LNG terminal. Like New Fortress Energy has been going on about this now for years. I would like to compliment the company as well for their perseverance in this. If other companies would probably leave with all the, you know, with all the things that have happened to them and stumbling blocks that has been put in front of them. So, like, they are here for the long stay. So it's important. And also, they have plans to build a 600 megawatt power station out of it, out in the, on the land bank, which is another energy source that we need. And it ticks all the boxes. It's going to be gas powered. So if there has to be burden off of the storage facility, you could use that burden off to power the power the plant. It makes sense in all aspects of it.
Let me ask you this from this point of view on it. And there is a statement out in the last 24 hours from the Coalition Against LNG, is what the term is, the Stop Shannon LNG Coalition, made up of a number of different groups. They're saying, we're going to resist the planned LNG terminal, to resist part of the biggest rollout of new fossil fuel infrastructure on the planet. We will not let down our friends and communities in the US, such as Pennsylvania, by agreeing with the building of a facility to take in this hazardous extinction fuel, which is killing their communities. Other representatives saying as well that this has massive prospective environmental consequences for the world, continued use of fossil fuel. We just did a piece in the last hour with a chocolate maker whose business is directly affected, and he made the point that the communities in along the equator are desperately affected by the change in climate, which is destroying their crops and their livelihoods because of climate change. Would this not all contribute to all of that? Are we ignoring that reality in a drive to get our security or our energy security to the foremost of our minds while damaging other parts of the planet?
Well, you see, that chocolate maker needs energy to produce his chocolate. Like, take, for instance, 6 weeks ago.
But at what cost is the question to the world?
What's the cost to the world? Like we are moving away from using fossil fuels, but that's down the line. And we're always talking about a just transition. Like, take gas, for instance. We have to have gas for when the sun don't shine and the wind don't blow. Like I've just stopped there 6 weeks ago, Ireland recorded the highest ever electricity demand. Nearly 80% of our electricity came from gas because there was no wind or the sun wouldn't shine.
It was the winter, so, no sunshine to cover it.
So what do we do in that situation? We have to have an alternative. Until hydrogen is developed. And then again, if you look at hydrogen, that's what the company out in the land bank is proposing to do as well, that they can change it into a hydrogen plant. That is when the offshore wind comes out in the Atlantic. And now that's another thing. We have a demapping, the designated maritime area plan. We're waiting for the government to move on that. You know, like, if we're really realistic about all this stuff, the government, they will have to move and move fast on it. Like I always say, blowing out of Russia, we took a bold move in the late 20s to build that. I was down there myself. It must have been an amazing project to be watching being built down there. So why isn't the government, if there's this much potential out there in the Atlantic, why aren't they pushing it themselves, really pushing it? Like having a state company to develop this out in the Atlantic. Like that is the way we're going. But the government has to push and move and move fast on it. Like we have the same problem with our planning applications. It goes to board planala. It's never ending with them. We come back constantly. They come back to us and say, like, the reason that they give is that because they have a backlog of cases and they can't make a decision on an application. That has to be properly fixed, because any foreign direct investment that's coming in, any company that's looking at Ireland, they'll say, sure, we'll be here 10 years
this
before we
get
anything.
This isn't the business. Yeah, because we won't get through the process.
So we have a lot of problems and we have to sort them. And I'm sure they can be easily sorted.
Okay, all right, stay with us on the line. Stay with us on the line. I want to talk about another issue affecting Tarbert in the last 24 hours. We'll get to that after we take these. Listener gets in touch or let us know about that. If you're out there, it's gone to Cork, Mike. Forget it about it. That's Michael Foley, Fine Gael councillor we have on the line, of course, talking about this. We'll talk about that in a moment, Michael, but I want to talk, first of all, about what happened in Tarbert in the last 24 hours. And this is the destruction of a bird hide, which had stood for 20 years. And was a key part of a part of the sanctuary that the area is for wildlife and for bird life in particular. There's a picture of it up on Facebook this morning, in flames, effectively, and a request that people would, if they saw anything, contact Listowel Garda Station. This is the bird hide, a wonderful amenity erected at least 20 years ago by the people of Tarbert, for the people of Tarbert, to admire the wonderful variety of birds on the estuary. This is a deeply depressing act of vandalism this morning, Michael.
Yeah, it is. Look, I was very disappointed to get the news there yesterday evening about the bird hide being burned. Now, it's probably was an act of vandalism, and look, I'd encourage anyone that's seen anything or know anything to go straight to the Gardaí to report it. Like, I suppose the voluntary groups out there, just, you know, they had probably applied for funding for this 20 years ago and received it, and you know, it was a great amenity to Tarbert, and it was very disappointing to see what happened. That you know, how it happened, I don't know. But if anyone's seen anything, I really encourage them to come forward and stay to the local Gardaí there.
It was a place where visiting bird watchers who stopped off there to watch the birds in the area, the white-tailed eagle seen there in recent times, I would hope it gets rebuilt, I suppose. Maybe more funding could be provided to undo the damage.
Yeah, actually, Joe, you just mentioned it there. I often go for a run down the mornings down to Carrick and all along that area, and there'd be a number of bird watchers down there, and they have taught me all along our area there is the best place for bird watchers to come, you know, all along by Longford and Tarbert. And for this to happen is very disappointing. I suppose in a tourism perspective, I suppose we could be promoting that more. But what happened in Tarbert is very disappointing, you know, that act of vandalism, if it was that. But hopefully, we'll all work together to try to maybe to build it again and try to get some funding source for it.
Yeah, just finally on what I mentioned, and one listener feels that any new LNG storage facility will go elsewhere other than Kerry. Obviously hope that's not the case. You think the best place is Kerry, but it's ultimately down to Gas Networks Ireland, isn't it?
Jerry, you have to distinguish now between two things here. One thing is the storage facility, right? What the government announced yesterday. But then you have to look at the other side of it, where they're removing the frack gas policy, which was a stumbling block for New Fortress Energy's planning application. That's separate. So, like, if, as I said, the court case on the 24th of March if the government pulled back from that, or there is a decision on that because of the new frack gas policy, that means that New Fortress Energy can go ahead and build their plant there.
Mm.
No. They can build the plant, and then if Gas Nexus Ireland wants to come and say to New Fortress Energy, you're building your plant here now, would you build the storage facility here as well? It's two separate issues.
So okay, all right. We'll have to see how it works out in time. But look, thanks very much for talking to us about that on the programme this morning. That's Fine Gael councillor Michael Foley.